Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. We all have those times. We all have those moments. Some people may call them regrets. Other people may say, if you can do something differently, what would it be? Or if you could turn back the hands of time. Turn back the hands of time. But of course, some of us answer that question, or some of us answer a version of that question. You know, the version of the question, turning back the hands of time. What would you do differently if you knew what you knew now? Then, are there any regrets? Are there any things that you've done that you wish you wouldn't have? You know, different versions of that question. There's the generic answer. No, I wouldn't do anything differently. I would do everything the same because it made me the person I am today. If I wouldn't have done that, I would not be the person I am today. That hard time, that good time, that incident, that adventure made me who I am. It made me understand what it means to be who I am. You know, some different version of that answer, some different version of the answer to the original question of just doing things differently or just turning back the hands of times. All of that. I'm here to tell you, if there's something that I could have done differently, that I could go back in time and change something, I can think of, there is this one incident that just pops up. There's just this one incident where I'm thinking, okay, I definitely shouldn't have done that. I definitely should have maybe said, okay, thanks, but no thanks, and just kept it moving. Or just said, okay, thanks, but no thanks, and not done it at all. Or just, better yet, not doing it at all. Anyway, not saying thanks, and not saying thanks, but no thanks. Just, okay, not gonna do it. And that was this one time, and you know, with baseball, yeah, the sport baseball, you have catchers, they catch the ball from the pitcher who's throwing, and they have their equipment on, catcher's equipment on, and this equipment protects them, and I use protect lightly, I'm using that lightly. In theory, it protects them from getting hurt, injured, or blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get into the details of that. But in theory, it protects them. And so they have this gear on, and regular other players don't have all of that protection and gear on. So when it comes time to do what you have to do and go for what you know, or when it comes time to, I gotta eat. Everybody around me gotta eat too. When it comes to something like that, the catcher probably shouldn't be the first guy you challenge. Yeah. In fact, the catcher probably should be the last guy of all the players you should challenge in any form or fashion. If you think you're going to get away, if you think it's a good idea. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. It's not a bad idea. It's not a terrible idea. It's probably the worst idea that you can ever come up with. You would be better off doing something else. You'll be better off challenging someone else. You'll be better off going mountain climbing and you never mountain climbed before. Hey, Mount Fuji, go for it. You have a better opportunity. You have a better chance of succeeding doing that than actual challenging a catcher. You would have a better chance of getting struck by lightning 3 times in a row on a sunny day in mid-April. 3 times in a row, sunny day in mid-April, struck by lightning, than actually winning a challenge with a catcher. You can play the lottery, win the lottery 1 year, win it 10 years later. I see you. I see you working. I see you. That's more plausible. That's more probable than actually challenging a catcher and expecting to win. Yeah, I know what you're going to tell me. Sure, there are a few examples here and there where catchers actually lose. And I will say, to combat that, a broke clock is right 2 times a day. 2 times a day? Hey. Is that how you say it? Broke clock? That broke clock thing? 2 times a day? That's how you say it? Can I say that? No? Too late now. Yeah. So don't bring up that. Don't bring up the outliers. Though. Outliers. Nobody likes a liar. And nobody likes outliers. True story. Hashtag fact. Challenging a catcher is definitely something that you should think twice about. Definitely something that you should scratch off your to-do list. And I'm going to advise you to go against the urges. Go against that thrill-seeking man. Woo! Thrill-seeker! Go ahead and relax. Remember your pressure points. Remember your breathing. Remember your breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Remember your breathing. Count to 10. Forward and backwards. If you can't go backwards, hey, just use your fingers and toes. Use your fingers and toes. Because challenging a catcher isn't something I'd recommend doing. And I'm speaking from experience here. Speaking from experience, I challenged a catcher. And it wasn't like I was challenging a catcher to fight. Come on now. I'm not about that life. I don't roll like that. That's not what I do. No. It wasn't a reason to go. The catcher didn't do anything on one of my reasons to go, so it wasn't a reason to go. Nah, nothing like that. Wasn't even. I happened to be a bit bored, and I know what you're going to say. Sure, you were bored. You're playing baseball. Baseball is a boring sport. And I'll have to say, no, you are wrong, and I will continue. I was a bit bored. I was on third base. I had stole first base. No, I did not steal first base. See if you're still listening. I stole second base. See? Listen, Listen. I stole second base. I stole third base. And so by this time, I'm just, why not just try home? It's not something I've done before. It's definitely on my to-do list. And it's definitely something that I imagine would be a good thing to do. It'd be something good to have on my resume. I can walk around town. I can walk around the city. I can walk around anywhere and people will look at me and they'll say, that's the guy that stole home. That's the guy that stole home. The guy that stole home. That's me. Exclusive club. Not too many people are in this club. Not too many people are ever going to be in this club. In fact, it's a high prestige club. Very, 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 very high. There's only a selected few. I'd say top five percenters. Yeah, sure, it's not the top 1%, but hey, can't win them all. Top five works. Top five. So it would have been a good thing to add to the resume. Definitely something I was bouncing around with. The idea was there beforehand, and I now actually had an opportunity to carry out said goal. Because you know me, I'm a goal setter. What's the point of setting goals if you don't plan to achieve them? Let me look at my list. Okay, on my to-do list, still home. On my goals, becoming a member of the exclusive club of baseball players who stole home. Yeah, that's good. I can work with that. It's definitely something I can aspire to do. Definitely a club, an organization, a party that I want to be a part of. How do I get in? How do you get in? You got to steal home. So all this is running around in my head. Probably confuse me, but I'll get to that sooner or later. And when you steal home, it's not necessarily the fact that you stealing home, because it's stealing home. Who steal home? I do. And top five percenters. So top five, me, steal home. And you can go about so many ways of trying to steal home, but I stole second. I stole third. My super ego is off the chisel right now. It's on another plane. It's in another realm. It's somewhere else. Definitely not playing. It's about that business. Not about the life, about the business. About the business of life. So I'm at the point where, okay, there's different ways to steal home. There are different ways, and each way is effective. And there's one way that's more or less something you want to avoid to do. I'm just going to admit there's one way that you just want to avoid to do that you don't want to have any parts, anything to do with. However, my ego, my super ego, my alternative self, my other self, that whatever you want to call it, hey, just throw some more things out there because it couldn't have been me. It wasn't me. Right, Shaggy? Yeah. All right, cool. Couldn't have been. When you ask me, and when people ask me, hey, if you can go back in time machine, and rewrite history. History rewrite. And do something different that you've done. What would it be? Would you change anything? My answer, of course, I go back to the time where I stole second base, I stole third base, and I was planning on stealing home. The thing about the answer is, though, but the thing about the answer, if I'm giving this answer, or if you're giving an answer like that and it involves sport or some form of sport, and the person you're talking to doesn't know anything about sport, or the people in the group doesn't know anything about sport and have no inkling of what physical activities are, this idea is going to go over their head. This whole talk about stealing, they might take it literally, so you probably want to use another word or explain to them the whole notion of stealing. Not the five-finger discount, but actually stealing second and stealing third and stealing home. Because if there's no running knowledge of that, that's bad. And definitely a conversation for another date. Stealing second, stealing third, and about to and wanting to steal home is definitely something that I like to go back and change. And it's not the fact that I'm stealing home. I want to go back and change that, and I don't want to steal home. Nah, it's not that. Nah. It's the choice. It's the decision I decided to do once I was on the move and on the run. Yeah, because when you steal home, the pitcher still has the ball in his hand and he's throwing it home. And at the same time, you are running home too. Pitcher's throwing home, you're running home. Pitcher's throwing home, you're running home. No, I'm not faster than a baseball. No, I can't run 100 miles per hour. No, I can't run 90. Definitely can't run 80. I'm not sure if I can run 70. I haven't timed myself, but 60? Nah. I'm just going to say no on 60. Basically, the ball is going to get there before you. The ball is going to get there before you when you steal home. Now, if the pitcher is not accurate and he doesn't throw to the catcher and it's somewhere and it hits the backstop, or if it goes in the foul territory behind the catcher, hey, you're good to go. You can just walk right in, touch the home plate, keep it moving, keep going. But if he's accurate and the catcher makes the catch, and you have some options here. You have some options. Either you can just say, oh, yeah, you got me, and just jog on in and let the catcher tag you. Or you can turn and try to run back to third and get caught in a rundown. Google it. Or you can try to do a hook slide or some kind of maneuver around the catcher, maybe run off the baseline. You know, there's so many different options. There's so many different things you can do. But the one thing you can't do, the one important thing that I told you at the beginning that you shouldn't do, that you can do, that is not good for anyone, especially you, you know, the catcher. The catcher's wearing protective gear. The catcher's wearing stuff to, in theory, protect himself from getting hurt. So you are going to run and you're just going to keep running and you're going to try to run over the catcher. Hello, you don't have any protection on. The catcher has protection. You are probably not bigger than the catcher. The catchers are pretty big guys. What I mean, big, strong, tough. Ooh, catcher. No shot at the catcher because they're extremely smart too. And you are maybe a little tiny, quick guy, speedy, speedster or something. Yeah, when two masses collide and one mass is heavier, you know, way more, and protect it, and the other mass is lighter, What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Collision. Boom. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. And don't give me this. Catcher's been hurt before. Yeah, I know. Outliers. Nobody like outliers. Remember? Then don't give me the, well, yeah, they banned or running over catches. Yeah, they just recently banned within, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's a recent phenomenon. And this is me revisiting a story, history, something that I would do different. So yeah, take that. Take that. Just sit back. Listen. Definitely should not run over the catcher. That should be your last resort because I was on third. Me and the ball are trying to get to the same spot. Of course, you know, the ball beat me there and the catcher is there catching the ball and I'm still running. My thoughts were to, hey, just keep it moving. Run over the catcher. Not a good idea. Definitely was on my wish list. Wasn't on my to-do list because stealing home was on a to-do list and definitely wasn't a goal of mine because being in the club of the exclusive club of home stealers was my goal. Running over the catcher, just trying to football tackle the catcher without like wrapping up, that definitely It was just a thought. It just one of those weird thoughts that you have. And then when you actually take another second to think about it, you realize that it was a bad idea and you shouldn't have done it. Unfortunately, I didn't have a second to think about how such a bad idea it was and I shouldn't have done it. So I'm just running. And the ball stared in the catcher's mitt and... Oh, he don't throw up his face mask or anything. He keeps all of his protection on and he braces himself for the impact. Actually, he didn't brace himself for the impact. He was getting ready to prepare a blow. He was about to send a message to me. He was about to send a message to everybody else who was there. This guy wants to be in the exclusive club of the 5%ers. No. Well, I'm about to put them in the exclusive club of the 95%ers. The one, you know, the ones who try to steal home and don't or can't or doesn't work out. And so I get there and then all of a sudden there's like this huge collision. I don't know if it was protecting. I don't know if it was mask. Something hit me in the mouth. And then it was just like this dust, like an old west, and all this dust was just hit up. And I'm getting up off the ground. I never touched home plate, by the way. Never touched home plate. So I don't know why the ref had, or not the ref. I don't know why the ump had to just yell in my ear, "You're out." Okay, are you throwing me out the game or am I out? Because I know I'm out, genius. I know I'm out. So are you telling me I'm out of the game or what? Because clearly I'm out. I never touched home. I mean, did I just magically grow a longer leg or something and it just slid under? It's like, woo, I'm in. Nah, that didn't happen. I knew I was out. In fact, I was out the game because I need to go see my dentist. I needed to call my dentist for an emergency surgery to help out. Because, yeah, blood. And this wasn't the wisdom teeth deal. This was a completely different problem. Completely different problem. So, yeah, if I can go back in time, if I can rewrite history, if I can do something different than I did in the past, I would not make that dumb decision to try to steal home and run over the catcher while doing it because I'm pretty sure I probably will still try to steal home. I just would have slid around him or did something different. Definitely something different. Not the running over part, but I still probably would have tried to steal home. Come on, what did you expect? I stole second. I stole third. Home was next. And come on, goal setters. Goal setters, they want their goals. They want their goals. Yes. 5%. Definitely was going to steal home, but maybe not run over the catcher. Maybe do that different. In fact, I wonder if Pep Guardiola could go back in time, if he could do something different. Would he tell the people at Manchester City, thanks, but no thanks? Or, you know, I think I'm going to stay where I'm at. Or maybe if he can go back to Barcelona days, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to stay in Barcelona. FCB is a good place. I like it here. Because his current winless streak looks bad. Maybe it builds character. Maybe it builds character. But right now, it looks bad. And the whole character building, it's a future thing. We'll know sometime in the future. Right? Maybe? Anyway. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. It's not that show, because it's this show, and I gotta go. I always have to go. Not in go mode, though. Not in go mode.